the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called thy name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to create artistic designs for work in gold, in silver and in bronze, and in the cutting of stones for settings, and in the carving of wood, so that he may work in all kinds of craftsmanship. And behold, I myself have appointed with him, O Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all who are skillful I have put skill, so that they may make everything that I have commanded you. Tent of meeting, the ark of testimony, the atoning cover that is on it, and all the furniture of the tent, the table and its utensils, the pure gold lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering, all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, the woven garments as well, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons with which to carry out their priesthood, the anointing oil also, and the fragrant incense for the holy. They are to make them according to everything that I have commanded you. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, You must keep my Sabbath. This is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, so that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Therefore you are to keep the Sabbath, for it is holy. Does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day must be put to death. So the sons of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.